980 WCAP Lowell. It's midnight, and everybody gets it. Now, a Boston radio legend ready to give you a very special good night. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Dick Summer.
I'm Dick Summer, and it's time to say goodnight. This is a quiet place to rest your head, a safe place to hide a hurting heart, a gentle place to fall. We just call this place goodnight. You know, it's really nice going to sleep. You got no more stuff to do. The day's all over, you know. You just go to sleep. When you wake up, you got this whole day's stuff that you have to do. But when you go to sleep, that's it, you know. Of course, I look at each new day as a challenge. You know, I start each day with a strenuous workout. Every morning, I wake up, I go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And then the same thing with the other eyelid. You know, then I jump out of bed and I go for a very brisk sit. Actually, I do a couple of sets of push-ups, and I ride my bike almost every day. Now, it's not exactly an Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator-level workout, but it has kept my body from attacking me so far, which is good for any Louie Louie generation guy. But it was a very pleasant surprise when last night in the shower I found an actual ab. Now, that's not as good as a six-pack of them like the guys in the Bowflex commercials have. But as Big Louie says, hey, it's better than Butterbelly. Well, anyway, I went running out to show my ab to my Lady Wonder Witch, as I wanted her to see it quickly, you know, before it sank back behind my belly button, as it is apt to do. And she said, oh boy, I'm impressed, but she still declined my invitation for her to test it with her index finger for some reason or another. Actually, push-ups are a tradition in my family. My dad could still do 40 or 50 of them when he was in his 90s. And I used to be able to do 120 or so at a time. A long, 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 very, very long time ago that was. I still do 70 or 80 or so, depending on whether Wonder Witch is watching or not. But you see, push-ups aren't aerobic. And all the personal trainers say, you've got to go aerobic. Now, I personally think the word aerobic was first used by a group of out-of-work gym teachers who decided to change their job title from gym teacher to personal trainer. And then they figured, hey, let's call this stuff aerobics, because if we're going to charge $100 an hour, we can't just call it jumping around. Have you ever noticed that you never see anybody smiling when they're doing aerobics? Except when it's on television and they're selling the video. And that is because the word aerobic comes from an ancient Brooklyn word meaning pain. Actually, I've been pretty good about working out all of my life. Except every few months I have oops days. Oops days are days when I just can't make myself work out no matter what I do. I put off the push-ups because, well, an important phone call might come in and whoops, I don't want to be out of breath. Or I'll go for a bike ride because, whoops, might rain. And I know I'm kidding myself. And I know that Louie Louie generation guys like me should exercise every day. But I also remember the words of Big Louie himself, who sometimes said, no pain, good. Told you, I've been suffering from precocious ab deflation recently. One day, when I wasn't watching, they just went, and they deflated. Precocious ab deflation. So some of the guys I know who are heavily into creating great pain for themselves in gyms say, why don't you do sit-ups? I say, what are you, nuts? When you exercise a muscle, it gets bigger, right? Of course. So you should only be doing sit-ups if you want a bigger stomach with a size double D navel. Who wants that? But I do have a nice back. See, guys don't often see our own backs. And I'm not sure about you women because I have no idea what you people do in the bathroom. But a few weeks ago, I was using my Lady Wonder Wench's bathroom, and she has this hand mirror sitting there. So I picked it up and I looked at my back. Not a bad butt. Pretty tight. A little hairier than I thought. Especially up a little higher on the back. I would say about like Clint Eastwood probably has. Not nearly as hairy as that Robert De Niro. Now, rumor is that De Niro had such a hairy back that several actresses didn't want to do steamy love scenes with him because they were afraid that all of his back hair rubbing fast on the sheets would cause uncomfortable static electricity discharges that could provoke uncalled for uses of language that could invite an X rating, ruining the film, and perhaps even melting their makeup, or even possibly certain silicone enhancements. I shouldn't. Every once in a while, my head gets off on one of those things. My back, however, usually stays basically where it is. Unfortunately, it doesn't take too many days of not exercising to have an effect on a Louie generation bod. Just a few whoops days, and you start catching yourself grunting when you stand up. And worse, a few more whoops days, and you start grunting when you sit down. That's not so good. I think there ought to be some way to make exercising fun. How about laughing be a good exercise? Because laughing is like jogging on the inside. Maybe instead of push-ups, I could watch a half an hour of old Three Stooges videos. Well, think about it. Pain is only one of the reasons I don't like to exercise. Exercise is also boring. Of course, unless you're doing it with someone you love deeply, mostly for her personality and intelligence, but just a little bit because of the way she jiggles and giggles. See? We keep coming back to having fun and giggles. Somebody smart, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody very smart once said, "Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in heaven in an attractive and well-preserved body. Rather, we should skid into heaven sideways, a nice glass of wine in one hand, some chocolate in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out, screaming, 'Whoa, what a ride!'" I really like that. And I was thinking of it when I saw a news item from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This is true. It said, quote, "Police on Wednesday were investigating how a naked couple fell from the roof of a downtown office building. Clothing was discovered on the roof, leading authorities to suspect that the man and woman in their early 20s may have been having sex," end quote. Now that's, I suppose it's terrible to even bring that up because of, you know, they got seriously hurt. But, you know, it sure fits the idea of showing up at the pearly gates with a big smile on your face, doesn't it? Out of breath and hollering, "Whoa, what a ride." Dick's Details. Bunch of fascinating but totally unimportant facts that you can stuff in one ear so you can squeeze the important stuff that keeps you awake out the other ear, and you can just nod off to sleep. I have found the perfect answer to the old bit about big boys don't cry. I tend to be kind of an emotional guy, and every once in a while, you know, you're reading a story or you're at a movie or listening to a piece of music, something, you know, and you start to tear up a little bit, and people say, "Hey, you're a guy, you shouldn't do that." Well, listen to the perfect answer. It's in the Bible. John 11, verse 35. The shortest statement in the Bible. It simply says, quote, "Jesus wept," end quote. So, remember that, guys. Next time your favorite team loses a big one, or the next time somebody you really love dies. On the other hand, I've also found that turkeys gobble, tigers growl, monkeys gibber, and way too many people preach. Dick's Details. They take your mind off your mind. We've been talking about working out, sweating a little, you know, getting physical. And sometimes just before you go to sleep at night, the best place to work up a little sweat is just between the ears. And this is the Love and Touches chapter from the personal audio CD called Quiet Hands. You can expect a visit from quiet hands at this time of night. Really faceless quiet hands, just hands. But one of the special things about these quiet hands is that they can reach inside, all the way inside, to places that you'd never really show to anyone and probably never have really shown to anyone. And when these quiet hands reach inside, because they're there at your own request, they can change a lot of the feelings and a lot of the thoughts that you have for just a few moments. Just a little bit. A minute. 2 minutes. You can feel these quiet hands as the hands of a friend reaching out to touch your face. Gently stroking your cheek. The tender fingertips. You can also feel these quiet hands as the hands of someone you like a lot, just holding your hand, comforting you a little bit. And these can be lovers' hands. And you can feel lovers' hands on your back and very slowly just pulling you close to him, and you can feel his body fully pressed against yours. And these quiet hands can even be hands that really may never have touched you, and by the light of day you might really not want to touch you, but sometimes at this time of night after a long, tough day, every once in a while there is a feeling like maybe it would be a thrill, a good thrill, to feel the touch of the kind of hands that belong to a man that your mother would hate and your father would shoot. Kind of a wild lover that maybe you never had, maybe in real life you would never want to have. But just for an instant, just for an instant, you can feel these quiet hands touching you in a way that you may never have felt, making you crazy. Quiet Hands personal audio CD. It's called Love and Touches. If you like it, you can just keep this podcast. Or you can go back to DickSummer.com and download a fresh copy. Whatever works for you. Let me leave all of you Louie Louie generation guys and girls with these words from Big Louie, his own big bad self. Big Louie always says, quote, "Celibacy is no more of a virtue and starvation," end quote. tuck you in now. I'm Dick Summer, and I hope you'll come back soon for a gentle place to fall. A quiet place to rest your head. A safe place to hide a hurting heart. Nice and easy now. A couple of deep breaths. Come on. There you go. Just one more. That's better. All the way to sleep. All the way to sleep. Good night.
Dick Summer at midnight. Thanks for hearing Boston radio legend Dick Summer on 980 WCAP, Lowell, Boston, and the entire Merrimack Valley. Dick Summer, here for you on 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
Once upon a time, there was a tiny dancer crossing a downtown street on a bright, shiny day. High heels, flaring skirt, shoulders back, sparkling eyes, arms moving gracefully, and an audience of one. You. A graceful, tiny lady working at her life. Tiny Dancer Stories, part of the Night Connections personal audio CD at www.dicksummer.com.
Now, back to more of Beatles and Before on 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.